Welcome to the Miller Fry Wealth Management Podcast. Today's topic, a financial checklist you can handle. So it's that goal setting, strive to do better time of year. And let's piggyback on that momentum with a financial checklist that you truly can handle. Starting fresh is always a great feeling, but the scale of what we set out to accomplish sometimes becomes overwhelming as the year progresses. So the question is, how can you stay motivated to meet your financial goals in 2014? Here are some things you can check off the list for the first 3 months. We'll have more to come in the following quarters. January, number one, establish a will or trust with an estate attorney. Although many people avoid thinking about estate planning, getting your affairs in order is one of the greatest gifts you can give your loved ones. If you've already established a will or trust, sit down and review the documents with an attorney, making any necessary changes. Number two, create a budget. Establish a monthly plan for spending and saving is an excellent way to keep your finances in check, whether you're reevaluating your financial life or just trying to maintain good habits. Number three, get ahead of your mortgage. If you can swing it, consider making a full extra monthly payment towards the principal, which may help shorten the length of your loan. February, the month of love. Who doesn't love number four? Review your life, home, and auto insurance. It's a good idea to check your coverage regularly. Have you experienced a major life event in the past year, such as a marriage or birth? Any significant changes in your personal life may require you to reevaluate your coverage. Number five, review beneficiary designations for retirement accounts and life insurance products. Do you need to add a new beneficiary or change a designation? Review your accounts to ensure that the correct people are on them and you leave money to the ones you love currently. March. And number six, check your investment portfolio allocations and holdings. Your financial advisor should be doing this. Nonetheless, you should be aware of where and how your assets are invested. And number seven, explore loans, grants, and other sources of financial aid. There are many ways to finance college and postgraduate education expenses. If little Johnny or Sally is Harvard bound, it's wise to get an early start researching the options available to you. The government-sponsored website studentaid.ed.gov is a great place to start. And there you have it. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, have a happy and prosperous 2014.